This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. How are you today?
Feeling really well. I don't know how to do my job anymore.
Yeah, why is that?
It's a four-day weekend. Yeah. Any weekend longer than 2 days, I do forget very subtly how to do this job.
Yeah, it's funny. I always feel like you need like a almost like a bullpen area. You know, you just throw some audible pitches, so to speak. You just kind of get you warmed up and ready to go.
I should just do like, I should like call my friends in the business and be like, hey, Tuesday, like 9:30 in the morning, I'm going to need 10 minutes. You just ask me a couple questions just to get the engine started.
Oh, this is where our friends in Portland could really come into use.
Yeah, they did not call me this week. I really could have used
Big time shocker.
I could have used that that long toss out there in Portland.
Yeah, you are Portland's favorite, so there we go.
That's what people say about me. But no, I mean, it was great. We got the big Ohio State win, which, I mean, I did not see it. I did not see that coming, where Arch Manning didn't look like a pro-ready quarterback. I didn't think he'd look great, but I didn't think he looked that bad until like the second half. But it was a nice Ohio State win. We got the LSU-Clemson win, which was perfect. And may I say, my quarterback Deadpool could not be looking better right now. Drew Aller won the game convincingly. Let's see. Garrett Nussmeier won the game convincingly. Carson Beck won the game convincingly. It's good to be the king.
It's week one. This is why we have the Deadpool with each week. Yeah. It's week one.
Yeah, we should just get off. So you ready to cut Arch Manning?
No, I'm not ready to cut Arch Manning.
You are one bad Arch Manning game away. If it happens this next weekend, you're going to be selling stock on that. And you're going to be stuck with...
No chance. The only way I end up... No, no, no. You know what's going to happen is they're going to finally let the governor off of him, and then he's going to do what Will Howard did in the playoffs last year, and everyone's still going to be fawning over him. And then I'd just be the idiot that dropped Arch Manning. Oh, there's a lot of things I want to be the idiot of, not the idiot that dropped Arch Manning.
Would you rather be the idiot that dropped Arch Manning?
By the way, as a second-round value pick, too, by the way. We need to in a three-round draft. I got him as a second-round value
pick. I got Carson
Beck
value pick in the last pick of the draft, and he looked pretty good.
It's not great that like my big thing I'm hanging on to is a sweet Sam Lovett pick. Like that's not – I understand that's not great. That's not where I want to be.
He had 200 yards, I believe.
Yeah.
Sam Lovett. Good for him. Good for him, as we say.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But while we talk about the 2026 quarterbacks, or maybe 2027 quarterbacks with Arch, I do think it's been interesting how so much of the reaction this weekend, and one of the guys on the sidelines will actually be joining us at 3, Albert Breer, to Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Barron, Kevin Stefanski, being papped sideline-wise at the Ohio State-Texas game. A lot of people took big jumps into the sea on that one.
Well, what else? What other jump are we supposed to make?
It's the biggest game in college football, and it's right down the road. Then, of course, they were going to go.
Please. And then, okay, fine. Then explain why they got on a plane then and then went to the other biggest game in college football at night. Is Jimmy Haslam just some like a massive outside of Tennessee Vols football, biggest college football fan we've ever seen?
I do believe that they send people to almost all the big games.
Okay, but does Jimmy go from plane to plane, and does he go and hop over Jimmy, from Ohio State?
I don't follow Jimmy.
And then go to the big game on Saturday night, and then go, well, you need to start Jimmy tracking, because that's what we're doing. When Jimmy and the whole entire crew goes from Ohio State, it wasn't just Ohio State, and you're going, oh, it's right down the road, and we can figure that all out. They then take the plane right after that game, as if they were as discouraged in Arch Manning as I was on Saturday.
So they just moved right on from
and
Arch.
And was like, let's go check out the next batch of quarterbacks. Right on the plane, right over to the next game.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there were a lot of assumptions made. I mean, Jimmy's the guy who's kind of famously said, what was it, 2 weeks ago, when he was like, yeah, I've heard he's not coming out till 2027 anyways. And that wasn't that part of the line on Arch Manning like 2 weeks ago when Jimmy spoke to everybody?
I thought Jimmy was one of the first ones he basically spoke on the Manning's family's behalf. Mm-hmm. But that again, are they planning for this year? Are they planning for next year? What exactly are they planning for? What I do know is that they were on the sidelines for what's supposed to be a generational quarterback, and then they got on their plane and went and watched Nussmeier versus Klubnik and what was supposed to be two of the top four quarterbacks taken in this year's draft. Like they're not being obvious about it if they're trying to tell us that they're not interested in these quarterbacks.
Maybe they just wanted to go to two really excitable games.
Oh, please. Oh, come on now.
I'll give you Clemson and LSU.
That sounds silly when you even say it. You know that.
I think the silliness is assuming that these guys have already moved on from 2025. Like, guys, you're always, if you have a second first-round pick the next year, will you be more invested, especially if you don't have a proven franchise quarterback right now? Will you be thinking ahead? Yes. It doesn't mean they've set sail on 2025.
Doesn't mean they set sail on 2025, but it definitely means that they are getting their prep and they're getting ready to go. Like I thought it was almost awkward how obvious it was what they were doing on Saturday, to the point where if I'm Dylan Gabriel or if I'm Shador Sanders, I'm like, wait a second. How am I supposed to feel about this if I'm those two?
I would probably look at my bank account every other week. Yeah, I'd probably look at that with the thing that says Browns direct deposit. I would probably just chill on that
and
one.
Find out how much career backups can make in the NFL.
Well, no, I mean,
that's what I'd be relying on.
If I was Shador or Dylan, I'd be thinking to myself, I can be the guy that stops you from doing that. Right.
Okay. Like, so, and that might be a good sign.
If
Dylan Gabriel takes over in week 9, it looks good for a couple weeks. And instead of week 11, them going and watching Arch Manning or Drew Aller or whatever great quarterback seems to be playing great that given week, maybe that's a good positive sign for him. But it'd be really awkward if he's looking pretty good and then they still are making all these trips every single week.
And by the way, because they have two first round picks, Antonio Williams is going to be a top 10 pick this year from Clemson. I'm going to go ahead and say LSU's got a couple guys who are going to be, you know, top 30, top 50
I mean,
picks this
State's
year.
Ohio State's got guys. Caleb Downs
so
is going to be
Texas.
Caleb Downs is a top 5 pick.
The idea that everything these guys do is about quarterback, okay. I can understand the Arch Manning. I still think the Clemson LSU thing is more of a logistical thing with the quarterbacks than I do Ohio State Texas, where it's just, no, we've got a lot of irons in the fire in 2026. And, you know, just because they, but I want to get back to it because I know you've said, well, I don't think it necessarily means they've set sail. I think a lot of people saw Haslam, Berry, and Stefanski at these big games and said, well, do they even care about 2025? It's like they're rich.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They do not live like you and me, right? Like, you don't have to, like, you can be invested in the 2025 season and still use your private jet plane to take people that work for you to these other places but get this going in the right direction.
But they haven't done that the entire time that Haslam has been owning the team already. And it's evidenced by the idea that Kevin Stefanski on the press conference yesterday said that was the first major college football game he's ever attended.
Yeah, but not Andrew Berry and not Jimmy Haslam.
No, like, we have seen both of those. This was bringing
also,
the whole
that's
crew
assuming
out.
That Kevin is honest.
You think Kevin's not honest when it comes to going to a major college football game?
Do I think Kevin has fibbed before, and do I think Kevin likes to downplay things?
I'll assume the honesty when it comes to him never going to an Ohio State game or never going to a major game. The first time that he's ever gone to a major college football game with Haslam, I'll take him on his word with that. Because Mary Kay said not only did he mention that on the in the press conference that we all heard, but she said he's heard that from him privately before, too. This has been a thing for a while with Kevin.
I just think this idea that people are thinking the Browns are already thinking about 2026 is silly. I really think that, and I bet you there are parts of that locker room that would like nothing more than to stick it in the eye of people like us, who I've been saying this is a 3-win team since January, and I believe you have also been somebody that's like, this is a 5-7-win team, right?
5-6. I don't think I ever got to 7.
Yeah. All right. Let's go 4-6. It sounds more impressive that way.
I don't even know that I did that.
But I do think, like, there are people in that organization, and by the way, Kevin's one of them. Like, Kevin is going to try and surprise everybody in 2025. And I think this idea that organizations pick and choose which seasons. No. The Browns didn't go all in this offseason because there were things limiting them. Yes, some of this became about 2026 when they made the Travis Hunter trade. But I think going too far into that, like, I guarantee you Kevin Stefanski's not like, all right, guys, hey, let's do the bare minimum here because we got to start thinking about 2026 when he's going into the locker room and starting to get everybody ready for the Cincinnati game.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing anything as far as telling themselves that they're not trying to win in 2025. But you can't tell me that wasn't a peculiar move in the way that the Jimmy Haslam flight charter went. Like, it was like, be less obvious about it in many ways.
But why? Why be less obvious?
Be as obvious as you want, but then people are going to make comments that you're disagreeing with today. Like, they're going to make comments about the idea that they're thinking about the 2026 quarterback class.
And? But again, like, the idea that it's just about quarterback to me is where it's like, they might just be putting more emphasis on this because they do have two first-round picks next year, and they're likely to have three picks in the top 40. Like, they might be looking at this like, hey, let's get ahead out of this because we've also not been very good at drafting until apparently this year where they drafted an all-time.
But then they also saw three out of the top four quarterbacks in this class. Like, it's not, again, like, it'd be, that would fly.
Two of the four. Arch isn't in this class yet.
Arch is in this class. He hasn't declared or done anything with it, but, like, he's somebody you have to be watching and paying attention to in this. Like, I thought it was very obvious what I thought they were trying to do. I was surprised that they did it the way that they did it, and that's okay. Am I hating they were there? Of course not. Make your trips. Go do whatever you need to do. Find as much info and intel. Talk to as many people as you want to talk to if that's what you're really about.
NFL personnel go to the most widely anticipated two college football games of the weekend.
Two. Yes,
more.
Two.
More on the news.
No, it's not just NFL personnel. It's owner, then GM, and then the head coach all together.
Yeah, owners never go to college football games.
No, they do, but you're simplifying this in a way that you know is disingenuous.
I think boiling this down to they were only there for quarterbacks, that's not what you're doing, but that's been part of the discourse. And somehow that means they're out on 2025. I think
it doesn't mean they're out on 2025. I just think they're really focused in on 2026 in some degree, and they're trying to get as much research as they can.
In football is.
Well, yeah, so that's why I'm not making a big deal about it, and I'm not saying they can't do it. They should be doing it, but then you also then get to understand why fans are turning around and be like, oh, little peculiar. They're at both of these college games that feature the best quarterbacks in the country. Oh, but then you can't turn around and tell us we're idiots for thinking that.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Chabon Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got Albert Breer coming up at 3 o'clock. He was photographed, sideline, Andrew Berry, Jimmy Haslam. What did they talk about? Was it all about the quarterbacks? He can answer this question for us, and what is 2025 about for the Cleveland Browns? Albert joining us at 3 o'clock. We got quick hits at 2:40. We got the Peterlin Pass at 3:40. And Lance Reisland, Coach Riz, joining us, Cleveland.com. Oh, wait, that was yesterday. God, time is
I was
going to
say, surprised me with that one.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's on me. No Peterlin Pass. But Lance Reisland is joining us, and threw myself off there, at 6 today. But are the Browns already planning for 2026? already, and Kevin Stefanski's bold claim of the return of Candid Jimmy in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.